This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine.
Thank you, BJ, for this wonderful and interesting and informative conversation. We were talking before going on to the break about the Temecula and the Old Town. I can't wait to hear all about it. Sounds like a magical town.
Well, Old Town Temecula, as I said, it's over 150 years old. It's a beautiful, quaint town. It's got a lot of restaurants, bars, antique shops, etc., etc. We also have Pechanga Casino about 7-8 minutes from us, and then we have the wine country. In the wine country, there are about 40 wineries over here currently. Unfortunately, during the COVID-19 situation, all the wineries are closed and all the restaurants are closed. And basically, the same as, you know, this social distancing with everybody, and it probably will continue for at least another month or so. What we do in here, we have a winery. We have food 7 days a week at our kitchen called Baba June's Kitchen. And the reason I called it Baba June's Kitchen is because some of the food that we make in here, the menus, I actually was very much involved in creating it. We have our signature sort of like a meze, like a plate to share. It's called Panar. It's a self-made recipe and the name. The name consists of paneer and anar, which is cheese and pomegranate. And we have made this. It's a really nice dip that I've created that umami taste in Persian cuisine. And then we've got innovative products, you know, like the Persian tacos and saffron shrimp flatbreads and so on and so forth. We don't have a Persian restaurant, but we do Persian fusion. We also have a lot of weddings and corporate events and birthday anniversaries and so on and so forth. We have a very large facility downstairs that is our banquet room. Easily can sit down 200, 220 people, depending on the occasion. We have a couple of kitchens in here, and we have a banquet program and daily food program and wine, and I don't know. What else do you want me to tell you?
It sounds so delicious. I was salivating when you were talking about the cheese and the pomegranate and the dip, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, that sounds so good. And this is like about like thinking about that and thinking what wine will go with it. So sounds so delicious, and I cannot wait for this to be over. And then for the wineries to open up and people to come and experience it for themselves. What type of vines and what type of grapes did you plant? Did you have only particular ones in mind that you wanted to grow and to purchase the other ones? Or you wanted to experiment and see what grows best in Temecula and what will match the best with your taste, with the pairing with your, with your menu and et cetera? How did you decide on the varietals and types, and then how many wines do you make?
The beauty of Temecula and being a wine country is because of the Rainbow Gap. There is a range of high hills or low mountains between us and the ocean, and there is a gap in it, which is called Rainbow Gap. And every day we get a breeze from the ocean that brings the salt and the moisture into this beautiful gem of the topography. It's magnificent over here. I really highly recommend people to come here, because a lot of people, even in Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, Riverside County, still don't know where Temecula is. We're only maximum an hour and a half, not counting the traffic, someday like today, which there is no traffic. From L.A., we are about an hour and a half. From San Diego, we are about 45 minutes. From Orange County, we are about an hour 15 minutes. So what we grow in here, the topography is very rolling. I don't know if you're familiar. It's very rolling hills. It's beautiful. Not only we grow Rhone varietals, we also have you know, Bordeaux and Burgundy, that really grows well in here. There are some varietals that are cold nature, like some of the white varietals or some Pinot Noirs and so on, that you need cooler or colder climate. But apart from that, in here, my signature is Shiraz. And I call it Shiraz, not Syrah, to pay homage to the ancient city of Shiraz and the old story that you have heard about the Englishman who took the varietal to Australia and so on and so forth. It's a long story. But anyhow, I call it Shiraz, and in fact, the road that leads into our winery from the main road, I managed to change the name of that road to Shiraz Way. So as you come, you come into Shiraz Way, then you come to our winery. The way we designed the winery, it has two spiral staircases that resembles my arms inviting you to our home. The varietals that we grow, we have Cab Sauvignon, Cab Franc, Zinfandel, Shiraz, Mourvèdre, Grenache, you know, the list goes on and on. We have about 20 reds and about 5 whites and 2 sometimes.
And you grow
this
them
year
all?
We're doing, yes. We either grow them ourselves or we have some of the local neighbors growing them for us, but we have a long lease on their fruit. So we get everything. The whole production is at the winery. Everything we try to use is in Temecula and from Temecula, because we believe when you come to Temecula, you should drink the local terroir. The local terroir, yeah, I don't believe in importing from Napa or Lodi or whatever. The only time that we get some help from outside of Temecula is some years, some vintages, we get really hot summers and some of our whites turns into raisins too quickly and we can't get enough of it. So we buy a little bit from a little bit north of Riverside County. The way I put a lot of our wines together, although I have some 100%, like our Shiraz, but we specialize in big, bold blends. We pay homage to some of the poets of Persian culture, Persian society, and we also name some of our wines after the seasons, like the celebrations we have, Bolanruz, Noruz, Mehrigan, Yalda. We pay homage to...
I know Noruz so for is New Year.
Noruz is the Persian New Year, but it also coincides with vernal equinox. Bolanruz is the longest day of the year, which is the summer solstice.
What kind of wine is
Mehrigan. Okay, for summer solstice, I have a dry, crisp Sauvignon Blanc. But for Noruz, I have blended a combination of Viognier and off-dry Mascot Canelli. So when you open the bottle, you can get the aroma of spring. You get all that hyacinth and the fruity, the stony fruits like peaches and, you know, nectarines, which represents spring. For our autumnal celebration, autumnal equinox, I have Grenache, which is a very wholesome and earthy wine. It's a light skin red. And for longest night of the year, which is Yalda, I have a GSM, which is a Grenache Shiraz Mourvèdre, that lingers and lasts in your mouth for a long while you're enjoying the wine all night.
Beautiful.
Does it make sense?
Yes, absolutely. That is amazing. That and that exactly brings to the conversation that we had earlier that the wine is not just a drink, it's an experience. And for you to be able to take those wines based on their characteristics, pair them with the different holidays and celebrations that, you know, drinking the wine, even if you are not maybe drinking it during that period, if you open the bottle, it will take you mentally, like your memories will take you to that day, to that that celebration to the food that you had, to the people that you shared it with. This is amazing, wonderful. I can't wait to try them.
Oh, I love for you guys to come over here. We are, are you familiar with Temecula? Have you been to Temecula?
I am. I have been, yes.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. So we are not on the main drag, which is Ranch California. We are, what I always say, is equivalent to Silverado Trail up in Napa. We are parallel to the main drag, and it's called De Portola Wine Trail. And on this trail, there are 10, if you like, mom and pops wineries. We are all passionate. We all spend our time and life over here. You know, I thought I was retiring. I've never worked so hard in my life. But you know what? It's a labor of love. Because
absolutely.
I come over here and I look at the vineyard and I go, you know, when I have a meeting, we sit on the patio and I go, pull up a chair. Do you want the corner office or do you want the front office? And we just look at the vineyard and we sit down and conduct business. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing you over here.
Oh, I can't wait. And, you know, before getting on the phone call, I was checking out the website. The facility is absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. It's a place where I know you're offering parties and food and wine tasting. Are you considering of having a place for people to stay? Because it's so pretty. I think when people come, they just want to stay and not go home anymore.
Yeah, we don't, but there are plenty of local hotels and resorts nearby within, 5 to 10 minutes of us. And when you come over here, you see the way we design this place, we always wanted to bring A-frame, hexagon, and Pueblo together to give you the feeling of a village. So when you come in here, first of all, you're not confined to a container. You stand at the counter, and our wine educators educate you and pour your wine, and you can enjoy the scenery. Then you can pick up your glass and go for a walk. The property is vast enough for you to enjoy it and to have those photo moments and, you know, hang out with your friends and so on. Unfortunately, because of the COVID-19, at the moment, everything is closed, and I am the only person, or actually one other person, our controller is here, but we are maintaining the social distancing and making sure everybody is happy, healthy, and staying safe. Did you want my website or phone number or
absolutely.
Anything?
Absolutely, I would love you to share your website, and also if you are offering wine club memberships, if you have anything going on, any specials, because I'm sure the listeners, after learning about just those few wines that you described, they will be absolutely looking forward to trying your wine. And before coming to the winery, maybe they will have a chance to order it and get it and drink it in their homes and then come visit in the summer, hopefully.
Sure. Well, our website is www.fazelicellars.com, and social media is Fazeli Cellars. And what we have done since we had to close the winery and we let go a lot of our, almost all of our staff, what we are trying to do, we have a promotion right now, which for every bottle of Nowruz and Mehrigan that we sell, 50% of the proceeds go to a fund that we are trying to create weekly or, you know, as often as we can, care kits for these people, because a lot of them were living paycheck to paycheck, and we love to support them, and we appreciate anybody's support. It's on our social media. Our address is 37320 De Portola Road, Temecula, California, 92592. And the phone number is 951-303-3366. Website, once again, FazeliCellars.com. FazeliCellars.com.
Thank you so much for that information. And it is amazing that in these hard times, you are offering to starting this fund. It's very important. So for whoever is listening, please go purchase this beautiful wine. You will enjoy it with your family, and also you will support others. So I will also put that on my social media and make a post that is amazing. Thank you for doing that. I wanted what caught my attention, and from this whole conversation, I know why you have this slogan, but I still wanted you to emphasize on it. It says, Fazeli Sellers, our roots run deep. This is beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Two things. One is our roots run deep. That is on the back of every one of our labels. And it's actually part of our trademark logo. And our roots run deep basically goes back to over 7,000 years of heritage and history of wine and that country, the mother country where I come from. The other thing that it says on every bottle on the back label or sometimes on the front label, it says, ancient traditions of Persia rooted in the modern expressions of California. So although the heritage is something to cherish, but we actually celebrate where we are and how we are presenting in Southern California to our friends and members and any of the visitors that are coming here, to our guests. We're trying to be as hospitable as we can and always cherish what we have in this beautiful country.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful story. Before we go, we have a couple of minutes. I wanted to ask you, the winery is amazing and beautiful. What are your future goals? I'm sure there are some. And what do you see yourself doing within 5 years from now? Any grander plans for the for your wine?
We are we go forward and we learn more. You see, I try to educate myself not only by drinking more wine, but also I attended a lot of classes at UC Davis and traveling the world and going to many wineries, different regions, trying to understand more and more about wine. And we are trying to basically better ourselves by creating more unique wines and more palatable wines for the clientele that we have. We currently, the past 4 or 5 years, maybe more, we have entered many, many competitions, domestically and internationally. A couple of the ones that comes to my mind is there is a cab competition in Paris that we have entered two of our cabs, Cab Sauvignon and Cab Franc. And both times we have come back. It's a blind tasting. Both times we have come back with silver. We have managed to get many platinum, gold, double gold, and silver and bronze from domestic and international. So creating the unique wines that we are trying to create is my goal, is my ambition, is my future, and hopefully we can improve on our hospitality every day because we are still learning, and hopefully our guests are more patient with us as we are going through this growth with them, and looking forward to a beautiful future. Hopefully pretty soon all this social distancing would be over and people would get back to the norm.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your story with us and our listeners today. We wish you lots of success and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, and it's a great pleasure to be here.